9. In Mesopotamia. The caravan trip across the desert was not a new experience for these much-traveled men. After Gannett had watched his teacher help with the loading of their 20 camels and observed him volunteer to drive their own animal, he exclaimed, "Teacher, is there anything that you cannot do?" Jesus only smiled, saying, "The teacher surely is not without honor in the eyes of a diligent pupil." And so they set forth for the ancient city of Ur. Jesus was much interested in the early history of Ur, the birthplace of Abraham, and he was equally fascinated with the ruins and traditions of Susa. So much so that Gannett and Gannett extended their stay in these parts 3 weeks in order to afford Jesus more time to conduct his investigations and also to provide the better opportunity to persuade him to go back to India with them. It was at Ur that Gannett had a long talk with Jesus regarding the difference between knowledge, wisdom, and truth. And he was greatly charmed with the saying of the Hebrew wise man, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. With all your quest for knowledge, get understanding. Exalt wisdom and she will promote you. She will bring you to honor if you will but embrace her." At last the day came for the separation. They were all brave, especially the lad, but it was a trying ordeal. They were tearful of eye but courageous of heart. In bidding his teacher farewell, Gannett said, "Farewell, teacher, but not forever. When I come again to Damascus, I will look for you. I love you, for I think the Father in heaven must be something like you. At least I know you are much like what you have told me about him. I will remember your teaching, but most of all, I will never forget you." Said the Father, "Farewell to a great teacher, one who has made us better and helped us to know God." And Jesus replied, "Peace be upon you. And may the blessing of the Father in heaven ever abide with you." And Jesus stood on the shore and watched as the small boat carried them out to their anchor ship. Thus the Master left his friends from India at Charax, never to see them again in this world, nor were they, in this world, ever to know that the man who later appeared as Jesus of Nazareth was the same friend they had just taken leave of, Joshua their teacher. In India, Gannett grew up to become an influential man, a worthy successor of his eminent father, and he spread abroad many of the noble truths which he had learned from Jesus, his beloved teacher. Later on in life, when Gannett heard of the strange teacher in Palestine who terminated his career on a cross, though he recognized the similarity between the gospel of this Son of Man and the teachings of his Jewish tutor, it never occurred to him that these two were actually the same person. Thus ended that chapter in the life of the Son of Man which might be termed the mission of Joshua the teacher.